Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College getting set to take on the Tigers out of Dakota Wesleyan in a women's men's basketball doubleheaders. We spent a couple of minutes with Hastings women's head coach Jeff Dittman, and coach sitting at 7-1 in the season, 2-1 now in the conference. Suffered a loss the other night to Doan. No, that was a frustrating loss for us on the road.
Well, it was. It's one of those where you go on the road and you feel you have an opportunity to win a road game. You know, in this league, there are some great teams out there. It's very tough to win on the road, but Doan was 0-2 in the conference. They were 3-3 overall. They were a team that we should have matched up against pretty well, and we should have been able to do some things. And I thought we were just reacting to them all night long. I thought offensively they were quicker than we were. I thought defensively they made us react to them all day at night. And so it was a credit to how hard they played. I just feel like we have played better basketball, and I was disappointed that we didn't match their intensity.
Yeah, they scored 75 points against us. That's the most points we've allowed all season long. Our defense, what was the problems there?
Well, again, I think we were half a step behind them all the time. And you had two situations. You had one where we were not reacting. We weren't getting into passing lanes. We weren't slowing down their offense at all. And they got to move the ball any place they wanted. And consequently, they got us into tough spots because of that good ball movement. And the second part is they had a great shooting night. They were 7-for-10 from the three-point line. They got to the free throw line about 25, 26 times. So, you combine the two, that they were very motivated and we seemed a half a step slow, and that's a bad combination for your defense.
We shoot 45% offensively, but yet we create, we have 20 turnovers in the ball game. So obviously we had some problems on offense too.
Well, we did. And we scored 74 points, which is probably one of our top two or three scoring nights of the year. But again, it was kind of a sluggish game. We had moments where we would spurt, but then we'd have other moments where we'd have just some foolish turnovers, just, you know, fourth grade type fundamental errors. So, again, I think that comes back to a concentration issue. We weren't as focused as we needed to be that night, and Doan just came out and took it to us.
I don't think there's anybody that's going to go running through the conference here undefeated. Naturally, we're still sitting in pretty good shape after three ball games in the conference, but you don't want to give those away on the road.
No, again, that's a game where you have a team that's 0-2 in the conference, their chins are down a little bit, and you need to go in and take care of business in a place like that. The same as we've got two home games coming up, and both of them are teams that have athleticism, they have some quality players and so forth, and you have to make sure that you don't slip up and start thinking about down the road. And, you know, I hope we're not immature enough that we got to thinking down the road a little bit and got caught in that. But, the national rankings did come out on Wednesday. There's the distraction that goes along with that. And I'm wondering if kind of the combination of a number of things just didn't end up being our downfall for the night.
Let's maybe put this team back on track.
Well, you know, we had two great practices. We really worked hard. We didn't take any time off, basically. We came back right after the ball game was over Wednesday night. We had a good team meeting and talked about some of the mistakes that we'd made mentally and physically in the game. We had a great two-hour practice on Saturday or on Thursday with a lot of intensity, a lot of getting up and down the floor. So I hope, you always say practices determine your game, and the way we practice, we should be ready to play today.
What was the biggest breakdown on Wednesday?
You know, I don't think you can put your finger on anything. Defensively, we made a lot of mistakes. We left shooters open. You've watched us a number of games. We haven't left many shooters open. I think the Kearney game was probably our best performance all year. They never got a shot all night long that we didn't have a hand in their face. We gave up second chance points. We've had turnovers this year, but we haven't had turnovers where people got to run out and get layups on them, and we did that probably five or six times. I think their total was 17 points off of turnovers. So every facet of the game that we could make a mental error here or a mental error there, we seem to do it. So that's what I say. I just think overall we just had a subpar performance in the intensity aspect and in the concentration aspect, and Doan wouldn't let us off the hook.
We're not good enough to maybe overcome that, especially on the road, are we?
No, we're not. We have a very good ball team, but we have a ball team that it takes all 13 of us, and it takes everybody focused on defense and offense. It takes everybody doing their part on the team, and so that's the lesson that I really hope we learned, is that we have to be ready to go. We can't rely on one or two people. Well, they'll carry us tonight. I'll get the next game, that type of thing. You know, a couple years ago when we had some really, really talented offensive people, you could kind of get away with that. But this is a group that has to play very well together.
That's Dakota Wesleyan in here this afternoon to take on Hastings. We'll come back and talk about the Tigers as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. It's Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. Coach, a team coming in here 5-2 on the season. They're 1-1 in the conference. They beat Dort the other night 63-56. So obviously a talented bunch. You don't go to Dort very often and win.
No, I you know, in watching this film, they look a lot like Doan to me. They're athletic at the guards. Their posts are very mobile and very quick. They're a little smaller size, but they really attack you well. They throw into their posts a lot, which is really similar to what Doan did the other night. So I think we'll basically see a carbon copy of the team we played Wednesday night.
Amanda Hart is their go-to person, 15 points per ball game, number one in the conference right now in three-pointers made, so she's going to be a load outside.
Yeah, she shoots it very well. She shoots it quick, and she's got range that's a step or two off of the three-point line, so she'll be a great matchup for us. They've got another couple of guards that shoot the three ball very well. Their point guard is extremely quick and good at penetrating, and like I said, their posts are very mobile. They won't just catch and turn and try and score over you. They're going to put it on the floor and see if they can get you off balance a little bit and then step underneath you. This is a team, and I know Jason from probably 15 years ago when he was coaching at Mount Vernon. His teams have always played extremely hard. His players have great mental toughness, and this will be a great challenge.
Coach, defensively, what's Amanda Hart going to do to our defense? How do we control her today?
Well, we're gonna try starting out in the zone again and getting matched up a little bit better. Their four out should match up with our zone pretty well. We've made a couple of changes in our starting lineup to try and give us a little more speed in it, a little better defensive presence, and a little better height so that we can contest the shots a little bit better. And so I think it's more of a case of we have to do what we normally do, and we have to execute. And if we do that, then we'll be fine. If we're half a step slow, then we're going to be in trouble.
They have plenty of other scorers, too. You look up and down their roster. They got 6 to 7 players that are averaging right at 6, 7, 8, 9 points per ball game. So this will be a tough team to maybe keep under control today.
Well, it is. It's a team that's very offensive-minded. They run the court very well. They play very hard. Now, I think their weakness may be their defense. They are not as intense there, and they don't execute as well on defense. And I want to say that sort of with a knock on wood and make sure they don't come out and hold us to 35 points today. But I think their strength really is in their offense and their ball movement. So, again, we've got to make sure that they're happening to react to our defense rather than the pass is made, and then we take a step to the receiver, and then another pass is made, and we take a step. We've got to jump some passing lanes and throw off the timing of the offense.
So the most important thing is getting a win today, but just getting this team back on track and focused to our winning attitude again, a main concern today.
Well, I hope we learned a lesson that doesn't take a lot of reinforcement. I hope one time is all that we need. And again, we had a great week of practice. I think we have great leadership with our seniors, and they'll remind everybody of who we are and how we got to the success that we had. And so I'm not anticipating us to go into a huge rut. Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dyckman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dyckman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dyckman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball on the air this afternoon. You're on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College, the women's basketball team, getting set to take on Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Hastings coming in, a record of 7 wins, 1 loss on the season. They are 2-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College losing their last time out to Doan down in Crete on Wednesday, losing by a score of 75-74. Hastings shot extremely well in the ballgame, 45% in that one, but made way too many mistakes. 20 turnovers in the ballgame against the Tigers on Wednesday. Hastings also struggled defensively. In fact, the 75 points that Doan put up on the scoreboard on Wednesday was the most points that an opponent has put together against Hastings so far this season. So the Broncos, for the first time, trying to come back from a loss here this year. 7-1 of the year. They were ranked number 5 in the latest NAIA Division II basketball poll. Hastings also with wins in the conference over Midland and also Morningside. They beat Midland here at home 67-51 and won on the road at Morningside, winning by the score of 54-50. Dakota Wesleyan coming in. The record is sitting at 5 wins and 2 losses on the season. 5-2 on the season. They are 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. As at Dakota Wesleyan, they won their last time out at Dort, winning by the score of 63-56. Their loss was to Briar Cliff earlier this season by the score of 96-70. So Dakota Wesleyan is 5-2 on the season, 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, a team that is averaging 68.7 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 61.4 on the defensive end. Dakota Wesleyan, a team that is hitting 38% of their field goal tries so far this year, 30% from three-point territory, 76% from the free throw line. Dakota Wesleyan, the best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They get out rebounded on an average game, 39-40. And Dakota Wesleyan, 18 turnovers per ball game. They force 14 on the other end. Their leading scorer is Amanda Hart. We'll have to shut her down today. Hart, a great outside shooter, 5'8" and sophomore out of Alexandria, South Dakota. Hart is number 1 in the conference in three-pointers made this year. She's hitting on 39% of her three-point tries. That is 8th in the conference. So Amanda Hart, the 6th leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, going to be the go-to person for the Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. Your starting lineups today are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Your starting lineups for Dakota Wesleyan today, Taylor Piper is a 5'7" sophomore out of Mitchell, South Dakota. Piper is averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds per game. We mentioned Amanda Hart, 5'8", a sophomore out of Alexandria, South Dakota. Hart is averaging 15 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Celeste Beck is a 5'7" freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She is averaging 6 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Kim Johnson is a 5'11" sophomore out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Johnson is averaging 9 points and 5.7 rebounds per game. And then a Brittany Pritchard is a 6-foot senior. She is out of Norwalk, Iowa. She is averaging 9 points and 5.9 rebounds per ball game. The starting lineups for Hastings College here this afternoon. They're going to go with Looks like Cammy Bruckman will get a start today, a 5'9" in sophomore out of Roseland, averaging 6.3 points and 3.4 rebounds per ball game. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" junior from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 5 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Taz Yorig is a 5'5" sophomore out of Sidney, Nebraska. She gets the start today, averaging 8.9 points and 1 rebound per game. Laurel Zwiener, a 6'4" sophomore out of Pleasanton, getting a start, averaging 8 points and 6 rebounds per game. And Alicia Stadler, a 6'1" senior from Grand Island Central Catholic, averaging 11 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. So after their first loss of the season, head coach Jeff Dittman has made a change in the starting lineup here this afternoon. Not because the performers or anything had happened on Wednesday, basically because this is a better matchup against the Dakota Wesleyan, it feels like, and the Broncos will start off in a zone defense here this afternoon. So we'll go with our two twin towers in there, so to speak, with Laurel Zwiener and also Alicia Stadler in the ball game with the outside shooting with Taz Yorick a little quicker at the guard position here this afternoon with Cammy Bruckman in the ball game as well as Brittany Wong.
Hastings College controls the opening tip here this afternoon.
They'll shoot to our basket to our left for the first time this season. The Broncos are going to try to battle back from a loss on the road the other night to Doan. Here's a Zwiener, drops it down low. A shot is up and in by Alicia Stadler. So that one works beautifully there as they collapse on Laura Zwiener, and she just dumps it off to Alicia Stadler, who's playing the four position here this afternoon. And Hastings College goes out on top by a score of 2-0 here in the contest. It's Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball as they come into the forward court. Here's Piper. She has got it out here in three-point territory. Great defense. The Broncos aggressive here on this opening possession. There's Amanda Hart. Her three-pointers put up there and in. That's a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle as Amanda Hart knocks that baby down for Dakota Wesleyan. And the Tigers go out on top by a score of 3-2. Hastings College now facing some pressure here in the backcourt. Laurel Zwiener has got it into the offensive zone. Cammy Bruckman now at the top of the key for the Broncos. Swings it right side to Taz Yorick. Taz back out to a Brittany Wong at the point here for Hastings College. Swings it left side to get it to a Cammy Bruckman. Dakota Wesleyan also in a zone defense. Here's Stadler at the elbow. Dribbles into the lane. Her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Ball tapped around. It's going to be recovered here by Celeste Beck of Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers run it back the other way. Three on three. Hart dumps it off in the lane, and it's tipped out of bounds there by Zwiener. Trying to get it inside there to Kim Johnson. The ball is tipped out of bounds there by Laurel Zwiener. Hastings College will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. 18:43 to play here in the first half. It's Dakota Wesleyan with a 3-2 lead over Hastings College this afternoon. Celeste Beck has got the ball picked up by Wong of Hastings. Comes out between the rings now to Amanda Hart. Hart swings it right side to Beck. Back out to Amanda Hart to Beck. Entry pass to get it inside to Johnson. Dribbles down the lane. Her shot's blocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball blocked there by Laurel Zwiener of Hastings College. So despite the weather conditions, everything's starting on time this afternoon. The officials a little late getting here, but the game's starting on time here this afternoon. A sparse crowd on hand right now here at the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings at Lynn Farrell Arena. That's a Piper with a ball on the right side. Comes out between the rings now to Amanda Hart, and a shot clock violation there. Dakota Wesleyan unable to get a shot away. And in 30 seconds, a lot of time. So Dakota Wesleyan turns the ball over for the first time here this afternoon. Hastings College comes back the other way, trailing the ball game by a score of 3-2. Here's a Stadler with the ball, gives it away now to Cammy Bruckman. Left-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone. Comes over here to a Taz Yorick. Taz dribbles once, comes out between the rings down to Brittany Wong as they attack this zone defense. Wong flips it away to a Cammy Bruckman on a high post to Zwiener. Dumps it down low, ball tipped away from Alicia Stadler, picked up by Zwiener. Keeps it alive for the Broncos. Here's Taz Yorick, 5 seconds on the shot clock. Out to Wong for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman on the baseline. 10-footer is up there. That one won't go. Rebound is loose. It's going to be picked up by Zwiener. Zwiener has got it now. She comes over here on the wing on the left side. The ball is going to be tipped by Amanda Hart. The ball goes out of bounds right here in front of the scorer's table. So the Broncos having a tough time attacking the zone defense here this afternoon. Getting a good look at the basket. 3-2 is the score. The Tigers are out on top of Hastings College. Women's college basketball. We got the men's game coming up next at 4 o'clock here today on 1230 KHIS. 17:35 to play here in the first half. 3-2. The Tigers have a one-point lead. Taz Yorick with the ball. Now to Brittany Wong. Entry pass to Stadler. Dribbles once. Down the lane she goes. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Tip trying no good. And the rebound is brought out of there by Pritchard of Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers have a one-point lead. They've got the basketball. Here's a Celeste Beck into the forecourt now for the Tigers. Hastings College will stay with a zone defense here. Now the Broncos are going to be matched up man-to-man. They'll switch and go man-to-man. Here's a long-range jumper by Beck. It's up in there. Good three-pointer by Celeste Beck. So the Tigers are out on top here by a score of 6-2. Dakota Wesleyan, a team that averages 68 points per ball game, so it's a team that has plenty of firepower here this afternoon. They've hit a couple of three-pointers against Hastings. 6-2, the Tigers have the lead. Hastings College with the ball here as they continue to struggle here early against the zone defense. Brittany Wong takes a three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Zwiener grabs the rebound, and a foul is going to be called. So Hastings College is going to stay here on offense. A foul is going to go on Brittany Pritchard of Dakota Wesleyan, and that's going to be her first, and the first team foul on the Tigers. Here comes Brittany Hills into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. Whitney Clayton also checks in there, so a couple of substitutions for the Tigers at the 16:40 mark of this first half as the Broncos will look to play things in. Wong gets it to Cammy Bruckman, circles around, takes it down the way, and her shot is up there. Left-handed shot, no good. Rebound, Stadler. Follow shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler with a couple of field goals. 6-4 is the score now. Hastings College trailing by 2 points. Here's Taylor Piper with the ball. They swing it to the left side now to Elizabeth Lamb, who's into the ball game. A pass here on the right baseline to Johnson. Her short jumper is up there, no good. Stadler with a rebound. Outlet pass goes to Taz Yorg, and they threw it out of bounds. The pass was wide there from Alicia Stadler. Yorg getting grab it there on the far sideline. Broncos turned over for the first time here this afternoon. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Sophia McDermott, and coming out will be Taz Yorg. So 6-4 is the score. Hastings down by 2 points here early in the ball game to Dakota Wesleyan as the Tigers attack the Bronco defense here. Taylor Piper has got it out here in 3 point territory, picked up now by Brittany Wong. Piper goes over on the wing on the left side. There's an entry pass to the high post to Johnson. The ball tipped away, and it is picked up by Statler and Hastings. Second turnover on Dakota Wesleyan in the ball game. There's Sophia McDermott for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Bruckman gets it out here to Brittany Wong. Brings it back to Cammy. Shot for three is up there. That one is good. Cammy Bruckman hits the three-pointer for Hastings, and the Broncos go out on top by a score of 7-6. And now Dakota Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. The Tigers want to call a timeout. 15:41 to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 7, Dakota Wesleyan 6.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Ooze and Oz level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of the Tigers now by a score of 7-6. Here's Piper with the ball on the wing on the right side. Dribbles out here to the top of the key. Swings it right side again to Elizabeth Lamb. Entry pass to get it to Johnson. Dribbles once, sends it back out to Lamb for three. Shot good. Boy, Dakota Wesleyan has hit 3 three-pointers so far in the ballgame. They've come in 7th in the conference in three-point percentage at 30%, but the percentage is pretty good today. They've knocked down 3 here against Hastings in the early going. 9-7 is the score. The Tigers have the early lead. There's a Cammy Bruckman. She tries to jump it off inside. It's tipped away by Zwiener. It's saved by Hastings. To Zwiener. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot. No good. And a foul called. The Broncos save that baby from going out of bounds. And the personal foul here is going to be whistled on Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to go on Whitney Clayton. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 2 on the Dakota Wesleyan here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Alicia Stadler. She's got both field goals so far for the Broncos in addition to that three-pointer from Cammy Bruckman. And now Alicia Stadler hits the free throw. Alicia now with 5 points in the ball game. Stadler is 62% foul shooter in the season. She is now 11 out of 17 from the free throw line. 9-8 is the score. The Tigers have a one-point advantage. Hastings will have one more free throw. The shot by Stadler is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to a Brittany Pritchard. So 9-8. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead. The team comes in here from Mitchell, South Dakota. Celeste Beck has got it down. Comes across the top as they get it over on the right side to Elizabeth Lamb. Bounce pass goes inside to Brittany Pritchard. Spins one way, then the other. Goes up for the shot. She's fouled on the play. Alicia Stadler picks up the foul. That's going to be her first team foul on the Broncos. Dakota Wesleyan traveled last night. Got in town last night and avoided the snowstorm. So the game was never in doubt. Had to wait until right at 2 o'clock. Before the officials arrived, they were held up on the interstate here and got here right at 2 o'clock game time. But this thing is off and rolling. The officials for game number 2 in hand as well. Shot from Brittany Pritchard from the free throw line is up there and in. Dakota Wesleyan now with a 2-point lead. 10-8 is the score. as Pritchard will have one more. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. Shot is too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Alicia Stadler. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline now into the ball game for Hastings. Erin Vanderpool. Her pass is going to be rejected out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Some high school basketball games being canceled tonight, postponed, including Adams Central playing at Aurora, St. Cecilia at Bishop Newman, also a Sandy Creek at Spalding tonight, Heartland Lutheran at Silver Lake, and North Platte at Hastings. All those games postponed tonight because of these snowy conditions. Here's Cammy Bruckman on the high post now to a Melissa Thompson, who's into the ball game. Back outside, here's Sophia McDermott. As Dakota Wesleyan just hunkers down here in that zone defense, down in the corner, Vanderpool, a shot for three is no good. Broncos crash the boards. They can't get there, and the rebound comes down to Amanda Hart. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan on the dribble back the other way. Celeste Beck has got it. Beck moves it over on the far side to Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb now to Celeste Beck, picked up out there by Sophia McDermott of Hastings. Beck dribbles, now spins against Sophia out here in three-point territory. There's Amanda Hart. She launches up a three. Her shot good again. Amanda Hart that time blows one over the head of Cammy Bruckman, who was slow getting over there. And Amanda Hart has got a couple of three-pointers already in the ball game, and it's raining threes here for Dakota Wesleyan today. 13-8 is the score. That is 4 3-pointers for Dakota Wesleyan here in the basketball game. Erin Vanderpool comes over here to Sophia McDermott. She drives toward the basket, loses control of the ball. It is lost. It's going to the far sideline. The scramble is still on. McDermott picks it up for Hastings. Sophia keeps it alive here for the Broncos. Swings it left side to Bruckman. Now an entry pass to Thompson. She falls down in the play. No foul called, and the ball is brought out of there by Elizabeth Lamb. Second turnover of the ball game for Hastings. Lamb gets the ball to a Beck, and she's called for the steps. Beck trying to drive it inside and called for the traveling violation. That's three turnovers now on the Dakota Wesleyan here in the ball game. The Broncos have two. Hastings will play things in off of the far sideline. Taylor Piper coming into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan, replacing Elizabeth Lamb. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Laurel Zwiener. Also checking in for the Broncos will be Courtney Spahn. Stadler will come to the bench, and also coming to the bench will be Cammy Breckman. 13-23 to play here in the first half. Bronco basketball for you on 1230 KHIS. 13-8 is the score. The Tigers of Dakota Wesleyan with the lead over Hastings. Broncos will inbound here in backcourt. Sophia McDermott will bring things up. A little pressure back here from Celeste Beck. Hastings brings it across the midcourt stripe now. Courtney Spahn, the senior from Mesquite, Nevada, into the ball game for Hastings College. Out to a Sophia McDermott. Stops. Gives it to Courtney Spahn on the right sideline. Entry pass. They get it inside to Melissa Thompson. Back out to Sophia McDermott. Goes over on the right side to Vanderpool. Drives toward the baseline. Her shot is off of the side of the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Kim Johnson of Dakota Wesleyan, and she's fouled in the play. Personal foul going to be whistled on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Broncos here this afternoon. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball in backcourt. The Tigers have an early five-point lead over fifth-ranked Hastings. The score is 13-8. Here's a Brittany Pritchard with the ball on the wing on the right side, picked up there by Laurel Zwiener. Comes out to Amanda Hart, who's hit a couple of threes so far today. They get it inside down to Pritchard. She spins, puts up a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. Ball chased down here by Courtney Spahn. Spahn gets the ball away now to Laurel Zwiener into the hands of Sophia McDermott. Sophia will swing it left side now. That's going to be Spahn with the ball. Dumps it off inside. A shot by Zwiener is up and in. Spahn gets the assist. Laurel Zwiener gets the field goal right in front of the hoop there. 13-10 is the score now. Hastings down by 3 points. 12-17 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings now in a man-to-man defense. Here's Celeste Beck with the ball. Beck goes over to a Taylor Piper on the high post to Pritchard. Dumps it down low. His shot is up there and in. The high-low game working on the other end as well. Kim Johnson gets the field goal there for Dakota Wesleyan. And the Tigers are out on top by five. It's 15-10 early in the ball game here this afternoon. There's a Sophia McDermott with the ball on the dribble now for Hastings College. Comes across the top to Melissa Thompson. Thompson to the near sideline to Courtney Spahn. Back out to Erin Vanderpool. Vanderpool looking, goes to Thompson. Thompson to Laurel Zwiener, who taps the ball back out into three-point territory to McDermott for three. Shot is up there too strong. Rebound comes down to Celeste Beck. Leads a three-on-two break back the other way. Piper stops and pops. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. They go to Wesleyan at a three-on-two break back the other way. Piper stops from about 10, 12 feet away from the left side of the lane and throws up the shot that would not go. In fact, it was a ball that goes directly out of bounds, and Hastings College will play things in. Here in backcourt, into the ball game now for Hastings will be Josie Schomp. So Schomp is into the ball game now for Hastings. A 5'9" junior out of Hershey, Nebraska. 15-10 is the score. Hastings down by 5 points. Here's Schomp with the ball. Goes over to a Zwiener. Toes right at the top of the three-point arc to McDermott. Now to Schaap. Down the deep wing, left side to Spahn. Entry pass to Thompson. Her shot is up there and no good, and she's fouling the play. So Melissa Thompson will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. A personal foul is whistled on Brittany Pritchard of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three on the Tigers here in this first half of play. Thompson to the free throw line for Hastings, a 75% foul shooter in the season. She's been there just four times this year. Hit three out of four free throws, and her first free throw here this afternoon is up there and in. The Broncos are now trailing by 4 points. It's 15-11. 11-13 to play here in the first half. Thompson averaging 2 points and three rebounds per game. Next shot is up there. It is good by Thompson, and Hastings has cut the lead down to 3 points now. 15-12 is the score. As Dakota Wesleyan comes back with the ball, here's Brittany Hills. Hastings is playing a man-to-man defense now. They've been switching between zone and man. Here's Amanda Hart. Bounce pass goes inside, down the lane. Here's a shot taken by Clayton. That's going to be no good, and she's hammered on the play. Whitney Clayton takes the ball right to the hole there for Dakota Wesleyan, and a foul is going to be called here on Thompson of Hastings. That's going to be her second. Team foul number three on the Broncos here in the first half. And Whitney Clayton goes to the free throw line. She's a 73% foul shooter. Clayton is 14 out of 19 from the free throw line, averages 9 points and five rebounds per ball game. So Clayton will have a couple of shots here. Her first one rattles out of there, no good. Dakota Wesleyan now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line here this afternoon. Whitney Clayton, a 5'10" sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Here comes the next shot by Clayton. It's up there. Hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and bounces down through the hole. So she hits 1 out of 2, and the Dakota Wesleyan lead is now 4 points. 16-12 is the score. As we approach the halfway point of this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex here this afternoon, there's a Courtney Spahn with the ball. Now to Sophia McDermott. Puts it on the floor, dribbles out here to the top of the key, stops, two-handed pass over to Spahn. To Melissa Thompson, down low, Josie Schaap tries to shovel a pass across the lane. It's going to be deflected away from Zwiener. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Jeff Dittman not happy with Josie Schaap's pass down there across the lane. It was deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings playing things in. They get it to Courtney Spahn, now inside to Zwiener. Turn around, and her shot's going to be partially deflected. Ball is brought down here by Kim Johnson. Gets the ball ahead now to Amanda Hart. Puts Bia in the air. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around and a foul is going to be called. Amanda Hart comes out and shoots the three. Got Sophia McDermott to leave her feet. So she had a clean look at the basket. It would not go. We got a foul and a rebound. It's going to go on Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings College will play things in. They're in backcourt. The foul goes on Brittany Hills. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on the Tigers here in the ballgame. Laurel Zwiener checks out. Stadler back in there. Kaylee Raggeth comes into the ballgame now for Hastings College. So 10:24 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 16-12. As Hastings will bring the ball up, Josie Schaap has got it. Now Sophia McDermott stumps across the midcourt stripe now. Runs the offense, comes over here on the left side to Spahn. Shot for three, in and out, back in again. A three-pointer for Courtney Spahn. That's her first field goal of the ballgame, and the Broncos are within one. 16-15 is the score now with 10 minutes and 5 seconds to play. There's a shot off of the short baseline right side by Clayton. That's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Dakota Wesleyan, so the Tigers maintain control. There's a Celeste back into the ball game now for the Tigers. She's going to replace Amanda Hart, who will get a quick breather here. So it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brittany Hills will trigger things in for the Tigers. We'll get it here to Johnson. Her short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And again, it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Last touch there by Hastings. I think Alicia Stadler last to touch it there for Hastings. So the Tigers will play things in. Same spot, just left of the basket down here on the baseline. Brittany Hills will trigger things in. They get it to Johnson again. Johnson comes out to Celeste Beck. Entry pass goes inside to Clayton. Her shot is up there. It's good. Whitney Clayton scores there. So she's now got 3 points in the ballgame, and the Tigers go out on top by 3 points. It's 18-15. There's a Josie Schaap with the ball. Now to Courtney Spahn. Stomps in backcourt. Finally gets it across the midcourt stripe there with a pass to Alicia Stadler. The Josie Schaap now to Sophia McDermott. Comes across the top to Schaap, to Stadler. Down in the corner, left side. Here's a three-pointer again by Spahn. No good. Rebound Kaylee Raggeth. She gets it out here in 3 points. Territory is picked up by McDermott. Back down to Raggeth. Loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. So it'll be Dakota Wesleyan playing things in here in backcourt. 9 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half. 18-15 is the score. Dakota Wesleyan with a three-point lead. over the Broncos here this afternoon. Hastings trying to bounce back from their loss on Wednesday to Doan. Losing there 75-74 for their first loss of the season. There's a pass left side of the lane to Kim Johnson. Puts a move on. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Stadler. And the ball is recovered by Courtney Spahn. Spahn has got it for Hastings College down the near sideline to McDermott. Out to Spahn at the top of the key. Down to Alicia Stadler at the free throw line. Her jumper is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Whitney Clayton. Gets the ball away on the left side. That's Celeste Beck with the ball. Now to Hills as she drives for the bucket. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Partially deflected by Sophia McDermott. And the ball is brought down by Schomp of Hastings. Josie runs her back the other way. Here's a pass to Courtney Spahn. Down to the free throw line. It's Kaylee Ragoth with the ball. Tries to get it down low to Stadler. And the ball is tipped away from her. And the foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be called here on Elizabeth Lamb of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number five already on Dakota Wesleyan. So it'll be Hastings playing things in. Ragoth is going to come out of the ball game now. Coming back in will be Taz Yorig. So McDermott will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Hastings trailing by three, 18-15. Here's Schomp with the ball. Now to Spahn at the free throw line. Over here on the left side, that's going to be Yorig. Frankie Peterson is in there, and Hershon is up and in. Frankie Peterson checks into the ball game there and drives it to the hole and scores for Hastings. That's her first field goal, and the Broncos are within 1 point now. 18-17 is the score. Celeste Beck has got it down to Amanda Hart for three. Her shot is up there. She misses one. And the rebound comes down to Peterson. Frankie has got it here for Hastings College in the backcourt. Goes to the far sideline. The Courtney Spahn now to a Josie Schomp. Back out here to Peterson. Grabs the ball. She climbs the ladder to rescue that pass. There's Schomp again. Brings it back to Peterson. Down to McDermott here on the near sideline. Sophia dribbles to her right. Sends the ball inside. It's going to be tipped away from Stadler. And the ball is going to be recovered here by Celeste Beck. Ball is knocked loose here and is finally picked up by Amanda Hartz. Two-handed pass to the far sideline is going to be tipped. It's saved there by Courtney Spahn. They get it to Stadler, and then she throws the ball out of bounds. So Hastings came up with a nice defensive play there. Alicia Stadler fires the ball out of bounds on the far sideline, the fourth turnover on Hastings. And it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan playing things in on the far sideline. Here comes Cammie Breckman into the ball game now for Hastings. Replacing Courtney Spahn. So Hastings going with McDermott and Wong now at the guard positions with Frankie Peterson, Alicia Stadler, and Cammie Breckman in the lineup here against the Tigers. 7.5 minutes to play in the first half, 18-17. Dakota Wesleyan with a one-point lead. Tigers have the ball. Piper comes to the near sideline to Celeste Beck. Beck, two-handed pass, goes over to Taylor Piper, now down in the corner. Back out here on the wing to Beck. Entry pass. They work it inside to Clayton. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Peterson. One and done here for Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings comes back the other way with a chance to pull ahead here with a field goal. There's McDermott. A little ball fake. Moves inside a three-point arc. Down to Stadler. Down to Peterson on the baseline. Shot is up and in. Frankie Peterson driving the ball to the hole there. That's her second field goal of the ball game. Hastings has the lead now 19-18 with 6:54 to play. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Hart. No good. Offensive rebound. Dakota Wesleyan sends the ball back down to Clayton, and the ball is tipped out of bounds there by Peterson. And Hastings College will stay here on defense. The Tigers will inbound the ball, or will they? Now we got a timeout. Tigers want to call a timeout here. Hastings has the lead here this afternoon. 6 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 19, Dakota Wesleyan 18.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 19-18, Broncos have a one-point lead. Here in this first half of play, Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball following the timeout. Now we got a foul called here as they get the ball into the hands of Taylor Piper. And she was hit from the side there by the Broncos. That's going to go on Sophia McDermott. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on Hastings. McDermott checks out. Here comes Taz Yorig into the ball game. Checking in for Dakota Wesleyan will be Brittany Hills, and going to the bench for the Tigers will be Celeste Beck. Dakota Wesleyan plays things in on the far sideline. Here's Amanda Hart with the ball. Down in the corner to Clayton. Entry pass. They get it inside there to Piper. Kicks it back out on the wing on the left side to Johnson. Johnson moves it down to Clayton on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's partially deflected, and the foul is going to be called. And Clayton will go to the free throw line now for Dakota Wesleyan. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Statler. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line will be Whitney Clayton for Dakota Wesleyan. She has got 3 points in the ball game. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line here this afternoon. As she eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Here comes Statler out of the ball game now. Coming in is going to be Laurel Zwiener. 6 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's 19-18. The Broncos holding on to a one-point advantage. So going to the free throw line will be Clayton. Her next one is up there. It's good. For the second straight trip to the charity stripe, she hits 1 out of 2 free throws. And Hastings College will come back the other direction. Frankie Peterson will inbound the ball. Dakota Wesleyan attacking here with 4 defenders here in the backcourt. Taz York has got the ball for Hastings. Down to Peterson to get into the offensive zone. That's Cammy Breckman. Breckman now to Peterson. As Dakota Wesleyan settles back into a zone defense, here's Breckman driving toward the hole. She falls down into play. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Breckman wanted a personal foul call there. They didn't get it. The 5th turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. We are tied at 19 points apiece in the first half as Dakota Wesleyan comes back with the basketball. Here's Brittany Hills now. Brittany Hills on the dribble against the man-to-man defense for Hastings College. Hills comes out to Amanda Hart. The ball tipped into the backcourt. Taz York drives the ball toward the goal. Her shot is up there. Misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Taz. Sends it down to Peterson. Her shot is good, and she's fouled. A nice play by the Bronco defense deflecting that ball away there from Amanda Hart. Personal foul call on the other end by Kim Johnson of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play will be Frankie Peterson. Peterson's come out for the bench to ignite the Bronco bench there. She's got 3 field goals and 6 points. Misses the free throw there. Rebound goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 5 minutes and 51 seconds to play, 21-19. Hastings College now with a 2-point lead as Dakota Wesleyan will come back up the floor here. The Broncos go back to their man-to-man defense. Brittany Hills has got it. Now to Amanda Hart, who's hit a couple of 3-pointers in the ball game today. That's a Hart with the ball. Two-handed pass goes to a Kim Johnson on the wing on the left side. Kim holds it. Entry pass to get it to Pritchard. Drives it down the lane. Her shot over Zwiener is going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Sends it out here to Hart. Her shot for 3 is up there. That one is too strong. Rebound is popped out of here. Hart had it. It's picked up by Dakota Wesleyan. It's still loose. Now comes to Brittany Hills over here on the right sideline. Hills is trapped. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called as Hastings got the interception. That was a Brittany Wong who intercepted the ball. And a foul is going to be called here on the Kim Johnson of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 7. Team foul number 7 on Dakota Wesleyan here in this first half of play. 5:15 to play until halftime. Hastings out on top now with the Tigers by a score of 21-19. We got a chance to add to that total right here is Brittany Wong. We'll go to the free throw line. 57% foul shooter for the season. She is 8 out of 14. And the shot is up there. The shot is good. Wong will get one more. Hastings now on the bonus. Hastings a 65% foul shooting club as a ball club here. That is 10th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week. Next shot is up there. That is good. So Brittany Wong hits a pair of free throws. And Hastings now has their biggest lead of the ball game at 23-19 here in the first half. There's a pass to Elizabeth Lamb. Picked up here by Brittany Wong. Hastings trying to turn up the heat defensively. Deep in a corner. A shot is up and in just inside the 3-point circle. Celeste Beck scores there. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. 23-21. The Tigers hanging right with the 5th-ranked Broncos here this afternoon. There's a Frankie Peterson with the ball. Frankie to Brittany Wong. As Dakota Wesleyan stays with his zone defense, here's a Peterson on the near sideline. Comes out to Taz York, 25 feet away from the basket. Looking to penetrate. Goes over to Peterson. Now to Zwiener. Back outside to Taz for 3. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Zwiener grabs the rebound on the baseline, but a foul is going to be called. Taylor Piper hit the deck there underneath the bucket for Dakota Wesleyan, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. That's going to go on Breckman. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 on the Broncos, so a non-shooting situation. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the ball here in backcourt. 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the first half. 23-21. Broncos with a 2-point lead here this afternoon. On the dribble is going to be Celeste Beck. Comes over here to Elizabeth Lamb. On the high post inside the free throw circle is Katie Johnson. Now down low, this is going to be Clayton. She goes for the hole. Her shot is up and in as Whitney Clayton scores that one over Laurel Zwiener. 6 points in the ball game for Clayton, and now we're tied up at 23 points apiece. Women's college basketball here this afternoon. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. Wong back into the offensive scoring zone. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to Taz for three. Shot good. Taz Yorick gets a three-pointer there for Hastings. That's her first field goal. And Hastings goes out on top now by three, 26-23. Back the other way is Piper. Her shot from the deep corner is going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Bruckman of Hastings. The former Silver Lake Mustang grabbing that one for the Broncos. Gets it away now to Brittany Wong as she comes into the forecourt. Brittany runs the offense. Goes over to Taz Yorick. Down in the corner now to Bruckman as she holds the ball. Bruckman now driving to the lane. Her shot's going to be up there, partially deflected by Clayton, and the ball is brought out of there by Piper. Taylor Piper with the ball for Dakota Wesley, and long pass down and forward to Clayton. Her shot is up there. It's good, no good. And the rebound comes down to Yurig. Taz Yurig running back the other way, one on three. Taz circles around and takes it to the right sideline. Two-handed pass down to the near side. Frankie Peterson has got it, dribbles inside. Her shot's up there. It's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. The Broncos working that defense side to side there as Frankie Peterson took it to the hole. Personal foul is going to be called there by Whitney Clayton of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her second, team foul number eight on the Tigers here in the first half. And going to the free throw line will be Frankie Peterson. Peterson with, 6 points in the ball game so far and three field goals. Now she adds a free throw to her total here. She's now one out of two from the stripe. Here comes Amanda Hart back into the ball game. Piper checks out. Also checking out is going to be Whitney Clayton for Dakota Wesleyan. Celeste Beck comes back in there. 27-23, the Broncos with a four-point lead. Peterson misses the second shot, and the rebound comes down to Elizabeth Lamb. So Hastings now leading by 4 points, 27-23. Here's Hart for three. Shot good again. Amanda Hart now with three-pointers in this first half. She has got 9 points in the ball game, and Jeff Dittman calls a timeout. That happened right in front of the coach here on the near sideline. Doesn't like that. Broncos slow getting out there defensively. We've got a timeout, 3:07 to play here in the first half. It's Hastings 27, Dakota Wesleyan 26.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
I'm Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, despite the weather conditions. 27-26 is the score. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos facing some pressure again here in backcourt. Courtney Spahn is into the ball game. She'll bring the ball up here now for the Broncos. Gets it into the hands of Brittany Wong, who stays in there. Wong is trapped now out here in three-point territory. Goes to the far side to Taz Yorick, to Cammie Bruckman, inside to Zwiener. Back to Bruckman, in the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Bruckman. She tries to go back up, and the shot's going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. So Bruckman attacking there for Hastings with a couple of shots, and a personal foul is going to be called on Amanda Hart. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number 9 on the Tigers, and going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Bruckman. Cammie Bruckman is 61% foul shooter in the season. She is 8 out of 13 from the stripe this season, averaging 6 points and 3.4 rebounds per ball game. And her shot is up there, dances on the back iron 3, 4, 5 times, and falls off of the front iron, no good. So Bruckman will have one more shot here. 2:40 to play in the first half. Hastings leading Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 27-26. Next shot is up there. That one is no good. So the free throw woes continue for Hastings. They are 10th in the conference this week, hitting 65% of their foul shots. 27-26, Dakota Wesleyan can pull ahead here with a field goal. Celeste Beck has got it now on the high post to Katie Johnson. Sends it to the far sideline to Hart. Entry pass to Pritchard as she backs up against Zwiener. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener, and the ball is recovered by Hastings College. Laurel Zwiener gets the ball away now to a Brittany Wong. Hustles into the forecourt. Wong has got the ball. Out to a Courtney Spahn out here in three-point territory. There's a Taz Yorick. Got to a Courtney Spahn. Swings to the left side. Wong has got the ball. Entry pass to Zwiener. Squares around to the bucket. Won't take the shot. Dribbles once. Now throws up a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Bruckman had it. She lost it. It's picked up by Beck. She loses the ball. And it is picked up here by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Wong has got it now with a 1:50 to play here in the first half. Hastings leading by a score of 27-26. Taz Yorick with the ball now to a Courtney Spahn. Across the top to a Wong. Entry pass to get it inside again to a Zwiener. Back outside to Yorick for three. Shot good. Taz Yorick hits her second three-pointer of the ball game, and Hastings back out to a four-point advantage. It's 20-16. Back the other way. Here's a Pritchard. She goes up, shoots, and scores. Laurel Zwiener's slow in getting back there and covering up Brittany Pritchard. Just like that, the Tigers have an easy field goal. 30-28 is the score. A minute and 17 seconds to play here in the first half. Cammy Breckman with the ball for Hastings. Breckman holds it now to a Courtney Spahn. Courtney looking to penetrate. Now goes over to a Brittany Wong on the wing on the right side. Brittany puts it on the floor. Dribbles now to the left side of the lane. Backs it on out. There's Taz Yorick. Back to a Wong for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Nope, they're going to give her two. Hits the field goal, but her foot was on the line. A two-pointer by Brittany Wong. Hastings out to a four-point lead again at 32-28. That matches their biggest lead of the ball game. Here's a Pritchard with the ball to Amanda Hart. Cammy Breckman now on her defensively for Hastings College as Hart has hit three three-pointers here in this first half of play. Celeste Beck has got it in three-point territory. Picked up there by Taz Yorick. Beck drives the ball toward the goal. Drops it down to the baseline to Katie Johnson. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Courtney Spahn is over her back, but no foul called there. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan ball. Coaching staff for Dakota Wesleyan wanted a foul called there. Jason Christensen, the head coach, wanted a foul. And Courtney Spahn over the back. They didn't get that, but they will get the ball here as they will play it in baseline right side underneath their own basket. 29.9 seconds to play here in the first half, 32-28. Hastings College with a four-point lead. Katie Johnson will inbound the ball here for the Tigers. Comes way out on top. Grabbing it will be Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb gets it to a Brittany Hills, who's back into the ball game. Taz Yorick right in her grill defensively for Hastings College. And now we'll see if Dakota Wesleyan will play for the final shot here of this first half. We're down to 17 seconds to play. Dribbling with the ball is Brittany Hills. Here's Elizabeth Lamb on the high post to get it to a Katie Johnson. Drives it down to Wainer. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Raggett. Hastings with the ball. 5 seconds. Brittany Wong has got it. Wong drives it all the way to the hole. Shot is up and in. Brittany Wong scores there for Hastings, and that is the end of the first half of play. So the Broncos will take their biggest lead that they have had here in the first half into the locker room at halftime. Hastings leading by 6 points after Dakota Wesleyan misses the final shot down here. Hastings recovers, and Brittany Wong drives it all the way to the hole and scores, and Hastings has got the 6-point lead here at halftime. We have played 20 minutes here in women's college basketball on 1230 KHIS. The score is Hastings 34 and Dakota Wesleyan 28. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is here to help you with your holiday shopping. Thursday, December 8th from 9 to 8 is our annual Ladies' Day shopping extravaganza. Take 20% off the entire men and ladies' departments, excluding Brighton. A Brighton representative will be on hand from 11 to 1 with the latest Brighton collections and gift ideas. Free gift wrap and refreshments will be served. Shop local with Gary Michaels Clothiers and receive 20% off. Thursday, December 8th, downtown Hastings.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 Starphone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College leading Dakota Wesleyan at halftime by a score of 34-28. This has been a seesaw battle most of the way. Hastings College has taken control of the ball game in the past couple of minutes. Broncos have had 4-point leads throughout much of this first half. 27-23, led 30-26, also at 32-28. And Hastings getting the final shot there from Brittany Wong. They go out on top by their biggest margin at 34-28. Dakota Wesleyan has had as much as a 5-point lead in the ball game, way back there at 13-8. Other than that, a very competitive basketball game here this afternoon between Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan. The Broncos getting 7 points in the first half off of the bench from Frankie Peterson today. Peterson had 3 field goals, and she's 1 out of 3 from the free throw line for her 7. Taz Yorick off of the bench. They had a couple of 3-pointers. She's got 6 points. Brittany Wong has got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 6. Alicia Stadler has got 5 points in the first half. She's got 2 field goals and she is one out of two from the free throw line. The other scores for Hastings, Courtney Spahn has got a three-pointer for her only score in the ball game. Cammy Bruckman has got a three-pointer for 3 points. She's 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Melissa Thompson has got a couple of free throws, 2 out of 2 from the stripe for 2 points. And Laurel Zwiener has got a field goal and two. Hastings College, 6 out of 11 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Dakota Wesleyan is 3 out of 6 from the stripe. They're being led by Amanda Hart. She has knocked down 3 three-pointers in the ball game for 9 points. Celeste Beck has got 5 points. She's got a 3 and a 2-pointer. With 6 points in the ball game is Whitney Clayton. She's got a couple of field goals, and she's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scores for Dakota Wesleyan in the first half, Elizabeth Lamb has got a 3-pointer. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Kim Johnson has knocked down a field goal for 2, and Brittany Pritchard has got a field goal and 2 points. So our score in halftime, it is Hastings College leading Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 34-28. Shooting numbers here in the ball game this afternoon in the first half. Hastings, 12 out of 32 from the field for 37.5%. Dakota Wesleyan is hitting 10 out of 27 for 37%. The Broncos, 4 out of 10 from three-point territory for 40%. Dakota Wesleyan, 5 out of 9 for 55%. Hastings College hitting 6 out of 11 from the free-throw line for 54%. Dakota Wesleyan, 3 out of 6 for 50%. Hastings out-rebounding Dakota Wesleyan 21-17 in the first half, including 9-5 on the offensive end. The Broncos have turned the ball over 6 times here in the first half compared to 7 for Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings has got 2 blocked shots and 4 steals. Dakota Wesleyan has got 2 blocked shots and 2 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings College in the first half, Cammie Bruckman has got 4 rebounds. Frankie Peterson has got 4 for the Broncos. And the leading rebounder for Dakota Wesleyan is Celeste Beck. She has got 4 rebounds for the Tigers. So Hastings College with a lead here over Dakota Wesleyan in women's college basketball. The score at halftime is Hastings 34 and Dakota Wesleyan 28. Coming up next, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week here on 1230 KHAS, and we'll check in with Tyson Avronik and Hastings College Spotlight. Got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business.
Happy holidays, happy savings on the Whirlpool family of appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Save on Whirlpool refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers, dryers, and more. And get a $300 prepaid MasterCard by mail with the purchase of 3 select Whirlpool kitchen appliances through December 24th. Ask Rogers for details. Happy holidays, happy savings at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Hastings College men's basketball star Jake Marvin. Jake from Lincoln, Nebraska, a junior with a 4.0 GPA, majoring in business administration. As a freshman, Jake started 30 games and averaged 10.3 points, 5.8 rebounds, and shot 57% from the floor. Jake was hampered by injury as a sophomore. This year, Marvin is averaging 12.7 points a game and 4.6 rebounds. In the classroom, Jake Marvin, the vice president of the Student Senate FCA. He's also involved in Big Brothers Big Sisters. In his free time, Jake enjoys fishing and video games. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you each week by T&L Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in our community.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson and Veronica alongside with you. Joining us this evening will be Robin Kuser. He is the chair of the Department of Music over at Hastings College. Robin, thank you so much for your time.
Tyson, it's good to be with you.
Robin, I wanted to talk a little bit about a tradition that Hastings College has put on the last several years here, I believe the 25th time since 1928, but Handel's Messiah is coming on Sunday, this Sunday.
That is correct. This is our 25th performance. It's probably one of the richest traditions we have here at Hastings College.
And just talk a little about this tradition and talk about this music and what this means to be putting this on at the college.
Well, Handel's oratorio was written during the Baroque period, which was 1685 to 1750, somewhere in there. So it's a work that has lasted through generations of singers and listeners and continues to be a very popular offering during the holidays. At Hastings College, we've done that for quite a while. We started that early in, I believe, in the 1920s. They've had performances ever since, and they've taken on different character. Ours is a big extravaganza-type performance featuring the different sections of the Messiah, primarily the Nativity and Christmas section, with the Hallelujah Chorus, which is in the third section. So we have guest soloists coming. We have a choir that will exceed about 450.
Wow.
It's accompanied by the Hastings Symphony Orchestra, and like I say, it's really one of the biggest extravaganzas and richest traditions that I think we have here at Hastings College.
Yeah, and you mentioned the size of the choir and then the orchestra playing as well. From what I've been reading about this, Robin, this is something that it's just not a college event. You've invited choirs from all over the state.
That's right. Our choir will consist of singers from different high schools in the area. The Hastings College choirs obviously will be a part of that. We have a community chorus that will be represented from Scotts Bluff. Scotts Bluff Senior High will be here. And then we have a number of alumni and community singers that will be joining in the chorus.
Robin, to put something on of this size, is there any challenges associated with that?
Well, the logistics, are always a unique kind of thing to deal with. And more we find the busy schedule that most people keep around the holidays to be quite a challenge, and even to find an open space when the arena is not being used for basketball. And this time we were able to schedule after the basketball. Actually, our rehearsal in the arena will be Saturday night after the basketball games. So that's one of the challenges for sure. And really just a wonderful cooperation and communication across the campus and with all the different constituencies that are participating make it a kind of a labor of love, if you will.
You mentioned that this is the 25th time that this has been put on at the college. Is there a time frame? Is this something that maybe only comes around a certain period of time? How does that all get set up?
And probably since the last 20 years, we've tried to do it every 4 years. So each generation of Hastings College student has an opportunity to perform in the Messiah if they wish or to attend the performance if they wish. So, about every 4 to 5 years, we do a Messiah performance.
Okay. Well, Robin, let's talk about the specifics of this Messiah program.
Sure.
When is this going to be all getting started?
Well, the performance is at the arena, the Lynn Farrell Arena, which is in the sports complex. And the doors open at 2 o'clock for the 3 o'clock performance on Sunday, December 4th. The event is free and open to the public, so I really encourage everyone to be there and enjoy a great afternoon of music as well as begin their holiday season in a very special way.
Once again, Robin Kuser, our guest with the Department of Music over at Hastings College, talking about Handel's Messiah. It is going to be the 25th performance since 1928 that Hastings College has put this on. And just for backgrounding information, Robin, I was a freshman at Hastings College the last time the Department of Music put on this performance. So I know it all too well, and look forward to a great performance on Sunday.
Well, we'll hope to see you on Sunday. Thank you, Tyson.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Women's college basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 34-28 at the half. Other games going on in the conference today. In fact, we got just one other score being reported. Northwestern is leading Nebraska Wesleyan over in Orange City by a score of 39-26. Other games scheduled to go today. Briarcliff playing in Omaha against Nebraska Omaha. The game between Midland and Dort was postponed today in Sioux Center. Other games going on. At last report, Morningside playing at Concordia today. Mount Marty supposed to play at Doan. Northwestern and Nebraska Wesleyan. We gave the partial score of that one, with Northwestern having the lead at halftime 39-26. And then Dakota Wesleyan here in Hastings against the Broncos 34-28 to score here, with Hastings College out on top. Conference standings right now for the women. You've got two undefeated teams right now at Briarcliff and Concordia. Briarcliff, number two in the nation. Concordia is number nine. You got Hastings College in there with one loss after our defeat the other night to Doan. Currently sitting in third place at 2-1. They've got Northwestern, who was preseason ranked number one, now out of the top 25 with a 5-4 record. They are 2-2 in the conference. And you got two teams with one loss each. That's Dakota Wesleyan and Morningside. Doan, Mount Marty, and Dort all at 1-2. You've got Nebraska Wesleyan at 0-2 and Midland sitting at 0-3, the women's standings as of now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. As we said, there's a lot of high school stuff that was supposed to be played tonight being called off because of the weather. Some of the games postponed for tonight include the Adams Central boys-girls doubleheader at Aurora. Hastings St. Cecilia was supposed to play in Wahoo tonight with a doubleheader against Bishop Newman. That one has been postponed. Sandy Creek playing at Spalding has been postponed. Heartland Lutheran at Silver Lake has been postponed. And then the North Platte doubleheader with Hastings High also postponed due to the snow. Hastings with a lead here, 34-28, as we get ready for the second half of play. And leading the Broncos in scoring in the first half. And a balanced scoring attack. Frankie Peterson leading the way. She has got 7 points. Amanda Hart has got 9 for Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers raining three-pointers there in the first 20 minutes. They hit 5 out of 9 from the three-point territory. Hastings College just 4 out of 10. The Broncos have turned the ball over so far 6 times in the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan has got 7 turnovers. Hastings College with a lead here by 6 points at 34-28. Dakota Wesleyan is led by as many as 5 points in the ball game at 13-8. And now the Broncos have their biggest lead of the contest, getting a field goal right at the buzzer there by Brittany Wong. And the Broncos have a 6-point lead to begin this second half of play. It's going to be Courtney Spahn and also Brittany Wong starting the second half with Taz York and also Cammie Bruckman and Alicia Stadler for Hastings College. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right. The Tigers played zone throughout much of the first half of play. They'll open up in a zone defense right here. Taz York with the ball to Cammie Bruckman. Out of the wing on the left side to Courtney Spahn. Entry pass to Stadler. Backs up, spins, puts it up off the glass and scores. Alicia Stadler now with 7 points in the ball game. And Hastings College increases their lead to 36-28. Just underway here in the second half of the Osborne Sports Complex at Lynn Farrell Arena. There's a Celeste Beck with the ball. Beck goes over there on the wing to a Taylor Piper. Piper dribbling out here in three-point territory. Goes now in the hands of Celeste Beck. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted by Alicia Stadler. Her pass deflected. Bruckman picks it back up. Bruckman now to a Brittany Wong into the forecourt. Down in the baseline now. The Courtney Spahn back down in the corner. That's a Wong with the ball to a Courtney Spahn for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound. Stadler goes back up, and she draws the personal foul. So Stadler gets the offensive board there, goes back up, and she is hammered on the play The personal foul is going to be whistled on Taylor Piper. That's going to be your first. And the first team foul on the Tigers here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Alicia Stabler. 7 points in the ball game for the former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader. And the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Stadler is 62% foul shooter. He's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line this afternoon, averaging 11 points and 6.6 rebounds per ball game. Next shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Brittany Pritchard. Pritchard clears it out on the right side to Celeste Beck. Comes to the near sideline to Taylor Piper. Piper dribbling with the ball here for Dakota Wesleyan. They get it inside to Kim Johnson. Comes across the lane now on the right wing. Holding it over there is going to be Celeste Buck. Dumps it down low. His shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Kim Johnson gets the field goal to go down there for Dakota Wesleyan. They get the field goal to go. And now we got a personal foul call on Hastings. Kim Johnson now with 4 points in the basketball game. The personal foul goes on Courtney Spahn of Hastings. That's going to be her first.
Okay, we go.
So Johnson to the free throw line here for Dakota Wesleyan. You got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. Johnson's free throw is up there. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn of Hastings. Spahn gets it away now to Taz Yore. Gets a 36-30 ball game. Hastings leading by 6 points. Broncos on the basketball. Here's a Brittany Wong. Comes to Taz Yore. Taz out in 3-point territory. Out of the free throw line to Spahn. Over to Brunkman. Brunkman dribbles once. Comes out into 3-point territory. Comes across the top to Wong for three. Shot is going to be too strong. Ball tips to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So 36-30 is the score. Hastings College is out on top as we approach the 18-minute mark. Here's Celeste Beck with the ball. Beck goes over here to Pritchard. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Has to get rid of it. Does so to Celeste Beck. Now down here on the baseline to Taylor Piper. Dribbles in the lane. Puts it up there. The shot's going to be off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Brittany Wong with the basketball now for Hastings College. Wong dribbles to the elbow. Left side to Cammy Bruckman. Out in 3-point territory. As Dakota Wesleyan, boy, they're committed to this zone defense. They played it the entire ball game so far. Here's Spahn. Shot blocked down from behind. Gets her own ball back. Goes back up. Shoots. Misses again. Rebound comes down to Taylor Piper of Dakota Wesleyan. Comes on the near sideline to a Celeste Beck. Gets the pass ahead. Down in the corner. Down there on the right side. Dakota Wesleyan attacking. Amanda Hart comes back out into 3-point territory to Piper. She spins the free throw line. Goes over here on the right side. Here's a long-range jumper by Pritchard. That's going to be no good. Rebound loose in the lane. Picked up by Johnson. Her shot is up and in. Kim Johnson picks up the trash in the lane and scores. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. 36-32. Hastings winning by 4 points here in this contest. The fifth-ranked Broncos trying to end their one-game losing streak after they were beaten by Doan on Wednesday. Hastings going right at it here with Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. Here's a Brittany Wong with a ball to a Courtney Spahn. Entry pass. They get it to Cammy Bruckman at the free throw line. Her pass is deflected, but it's picked up over there by Wong. She loses control of the ball. It's into the backcourt. Now we got a foul called here on Wong. Chasing after the loose ball there with Hart of Dakota Wesleyan, and Wong picks up a personal foul. That's going to be the first foul on Brittany. It's going to be team foul number one on the Broncos here in their second half of play. Here comes five new players into the ball game now. 3 for Dakota Wesleyan, 2 for Hastings. 16:53 to play here in this basketball game. It's 36-32. Broncos have a 4-point advantage. Inbounding the ball on the far side is going to be Amanda Hart for Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers are 5-2 on the season. They're 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings at 7-1. They are 2-1 in the conference. 36-32 is the score here as they will play things in on the far sideline. Brittany Hills has got it as she works here against the Cammy Bruckman of Hastings. Hills falls down with the ball, and now we're going to have a foul called. A foul called on Bruckman. Cammy Bruckman is going to pick up the personal foul. Boy, it looks like they just fell down with the ball over there, but Cammy is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Elizabeth Lamb with the basketball now for Dakota Wesleyan as they play things in. Goes to Amanda Hart. Sophia McDermott right in her face defensively. There's an entry pass to Hills. Drives it down the lane. Her shot over Bruckman is good. Brittany Hills scores there for Dakota Wesleyan. That's her first field goal of the ballgame. And the Tigers are back to within 2 points. 36-34. Hastings with the ball. There's a Brittany Wong with it now to Sophia McDermott at the top of the key. To Brittany Wong here on the right side. On the wing. Holding the ball. Dribbles once. Sends it back out here to Frankie Peterson. Moves it over to Sophia McDermott. Dribbles it to the elbow. Nice pass down low. Frankie Peterson down on the baseline. Goes up with a shot. It's no good, and she's fouling the play. Frankie Peterson trying to muscle it up there, and she's fouled into play there by Dakota Wesleyan. And Peterson now goes to the free throw line. Elizabeth Lamb picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Tigers here in the second half. And going to the free throw line will be Peterson for Hastings. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. Peterson now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's a 50% foul shooter in the season. So Frankie Peterson will have one more shot here for Hastings College, a 5'9" sophomore out of Cambridge, Nebraska. Frankie eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one is off of the back iron. No good. And an easy rebound there by Taylor Piper. Running back the other way is going to be Hills. Wide open for three. Takes the shot. It's going to be no good. The ball goes to the Coffin corner. And the far side goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Giving chase over there was Katie Johnson. Couldn't get to it. So Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Now Dakota Wesleyan will tack back here in the defensive zone. We're 4 minutes into the second half. 36-34. Hastings leading by two. Alicia Stadler now to Melissa Thompson. Thompson gets it here to Frankie Peterson, to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Sophia McDermott. Bounce pass inside right to the fingertips of Melissa Thompson. And the ball is brought out of there by Dakota Wesleyan. Katie Johnson gets the ball ahead. It's going to be ricocheted out of bounds. Right off the hands there of a Bronco trying to get the ball down there to Whitney Clayton. Getting a little piece of that one with Melissa Thompson. Here comes four new Tigers down to the scores table. They will check in. Laurel Zwiener is going to check in as well for Hastings College, replacing Statler. 15 minutes and 36 seconds to play. They're in the ball game. Hastings leading Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 37-34. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the ball down here. Kim Johnson will play things in to Amanda Hart. Amanda dribbling with the ball comes out here to Celeste Beck. Beck holds it down. Comes to the near sideline to Piper. Nearly lost the ball. Piper picks it back up. The Pritchard down low. Here's Johnson. Their shot is up and in. Kim Johnson scores there and the assist from Brittany Pritchard. And now it's a 37-36 ball game. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive end. Here's Frankie Peterson with it right at the top of the three-point arc. There's Sophia McDermott. McDermott picked up there by Celeste Beck of Dakota Wesleyan. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings. Down to Frankie Peterson. A three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound, Melissa Thompson. Back out to McDermott for Hastings, drives it into the paint, dumps it away, and it's over the head of Thompson out of bounds. So the Broncos got the offensive rebound, but they couldn't finish at the hole here, and it's 37-36, a one-point lead for Hastings, and now Dakota Wesleyan with a chance to pull ahead here with a field goal. 14 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings 37, Dakota Wesleyan 36. Celeste Beck with the ball now as they run against his man-to-man defense for Hastings. Here's Amanda Hart. They cover her up out here in three-point territory. Now to Kim Johnson down in the corner. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Piper. No good. Rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson. Outlet pass there goes to Brittany Wong. Here comes Hastings College on the attack now. Wong dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Out to Sophia McDermott to Laurel Zwiener. Down low. They get it to Thompson. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. Thompson will go to the free throw line now for Hastings to shoot two shots as she was hacked in the arm. 14-24 to play. Brittany Pritchard picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. That's team foul number three on the Tigers. And Melissa Thompson to the free throw line here for Hastings. Thompson 2 out of 2 from the free throw line so far this afternoon. Her shot is up there. That one won't go. Hastings missing some free throws here in the second half. Broncos were 6 out of 11 from the stripe in half number one. 37-36. Hastings leading by 1 point here. Here comes the next shot from Melissa Thompson is in the air, and she misses that one as well. The rebound comes down to Kim Johnson. So it's still a one-point ball game. Dakota Wesleyan back with the basketball. Celeste Beck nearly lost it out of bounds, but she gets it under control. Now to Kim Johnson. Johnson out to Taylor Piper. Piper dribbling out here against the Taz York. Drives it inside. Dumps it off in the lane to Clayton. Now back outside the ring to Johnson. Shot is up there. No good. High in the air for the rebound. Melissa Thompson for Hastings. Thompson gets it away down to Frankie Peterson into the forecourt for Hastings. Peterson dribbles to the top of the key. Now to Sophia McDermott. Free throw line extended left side. McDermott down to Frankie Peterson. Holds it high above her head. Comes across the top. Taz York. Entry pass. Thompson. Free throw line jumper. Good. Melissa Thompson scoring there for Hastings. That's her first field goal. She's got 4 points. And the Broncos now lead by three. It is 39-36 with 13:30 to play in the ball game. There's a pass down on the baseline to Piper. She drives a shot, no good, gets her own rebound. Her next shot is going to be blocked down by Zwiener. Piper gets the ball back again out on the wing. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's no good by Beck. Offensive rebound again to Amanda Hart. Her three-pointer good. Amanda Hart now with 4 3-pointers in the ballgame, so you've got 12 points. And Dakota Wesleyan has come back to tie the score at 39 points apiece with 13-10 remaining here in the ballgame from the Osborne Sports Complex. Frankie Peterson out of Sophia McDermott. Dribble penetration inside. 10-footer good. Sophia McDermott hits her first field goal of the ballgame. She's got 2 points, and the Broncos back out on top. 41-39. Here's Clayton with the ball. She drives it to the hole. A shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. Melissa Thompson is going to be hit with a personal. That's going to be her third. So Melissa Thompson guilty of the foul, and going to the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan will be Whitney Clayton. She has got 6 points in the ballgame, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Clayton, a 73% foul shooter on the season, as Whitney Clayton will fire up a shot. It's up there. It's good. She'll get another one. Here comes Brittany Hills back into the ball game. Here comes Elizabeth Lamb back in there for the Tigers. Down to the scorer's table for Hastings College now will be Cammie Bruckman. And coming out will be Melissa Thompson. 12 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 41-40. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Scheduled tip-off time at 4 o'clock. Next shot is up there. It's good by Clayton. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, and Dakota Wesleyan has tied the score again at 41 points apiece. Now with 12 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the contest, Sophia McDermott with the ball for Hastings. McDermott comes over here to Frankie Peterson. Baseline jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Reaching for the rebound was Zwiener. She couldn't get to it. It is saved here by Kim Johnson, but right in the hands of Peterson of Hastings. Frankie Peterson out of Sophia McDermott as the Broncos keep things alive here. Taz York has got the ball. Now to Frankie Peterson at the top of the key. Frankie holds it. Here's a long pass down low. Zwiener grabs it, shoots and scores, and she's fouled in the play. Laurel Zwiener gets the field goal, and she is fouled in the play. There's a run to the free throw line. They're trying to make this a three-point play. Zwiener now with 4 points in the basketball game. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Whitney Clayton. That's going to be her third. So Clayton now with 3 fouls. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Tigers here in the second half of play. And Laurel Zwiener out of Pleasanton, Nebraska, goes to the free throw line here for Hastings, a 72% foul shooter. Their shot is up to the shot good. So a 3-point play there by Laurel Zwiener, and it's now a 44-41 ball game. Hastings leading by 3 in women's college basketball action here this afternoon. Here's Piper with the ball. Piper hands it away to Hillis. Now they go, rather to Hills. Now they go inside to Clayton. She loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Hills as she drives to the basket. The shot is up there as good as she's fouled. Brittany Hills picks up the loose ball and scores, and she's fouling the play. That's the second field goal of the ball game for Brittany Hills, and the personal foul is whistled on on Hastings College to go on Zwiener. That's going to be her first. First foul on Laurel Zwiener, team foul number 5 on Hastings, and going to the free throw line, Brittany Hills, and her shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. They got an offensive rebound, and Dakota Wesleyan keeps the ball alive here. Here's a Taylor Piper down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up and in by Brittany Hills, a 3-pointer. So a big play there by Dakota Wesleyan. And the Tigers are out on top by a score of 46-44. Hastings comes back with the ball. Here's Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman down to a Frankie Peterson. They work it inside to Bruckman. Drives for the hole. Left-handed layup good. Cammie Bruckman now with 5 points in the ballgame. We're tied up at 46 points apiece. 11:34 to play. They're in the ball game, down low. Clayton grabs it, shoots, and scores, and she is fouling the play. There's another potential for a 3-point play right here by Dakota Wesleyan. The bucket's going to count, and the field goal, or the foul's going to go on Cammie Bruckman. That's going to be her third. So Bruckman has got 3 fouls now. That's a 16 foul on Hastings. And going to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play is going to be Whitney Clayton for Dakota Wesleyan. Clayton, a 5'10" sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Averaging 9 points, 5.6 rebounds per game. Clayton is 73% foul shooter in the season. She is 4 out of 6 from the stripe this afternoon. 48-46, Tigers have the lead. Shot is up there, it's good. Here comes Brittany Pritchard back into the ball game now for the Tigers, replacing Whitney Clayton. Dakota Wesleyan back out to a 3-point lead. It is 49-46 over Hastings College. The Broncos led at halftime by 6, 34-28. Dakota Wesleyan has had numerous three-point plays here in the second half. Here's Alicia Stadler misses the easy one, and the rebound comes down to Pritchard. Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball. Celeste Beck drives it down the lane. Bounce pass down low. Shot up and in. Katie Johnson scores. Now Jeff Dittman wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout. 11 minutes and 4 seconds to play. here in the ball game. We'll take a break. Dakota Wesleyan with a 5-point lead. It's the Tigers 51, the Broncos 46.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Morningside out on top of Concordia at halftime. The score is 41-36. That's in women's college basketball. That's being played in Seward here this afternoon. Northwestern was leading Nebraska Wesleyan 39-26 at halftime. And now Dakota Wesleyan has got a lead here over Hastings College. It is 51-46. Broncos led 34-28 at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan has come back to time to score. They've taken advantage of several three-point plays here in the second half. And now the Tigers have a five-point lead again at 51-46, which matches their biggest lead of the ballgame. They also led by five in the first half at 13-8. So Jeff Dittman calling the timeout, trying to rally the troops here on their home floor. Hastings with the ball trailing by 5 points. Here's Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong dribbles here. Taz Yorick has got it now right side of the circle. Frankie Peterson. Bounce pass inside is Wiener. Now to Stadler. Dribbles once, and now she's hit with a double dribble. Stadler trying to go to the hole there. Is hit with a double dribble violation there. Eight turnovers on Hastings College, and now Dakota Wesleyan with a chance to expand their lead here in this one. They've got the ball in a five-point lead, 51-46, as we approach the 10-minute mark here in the ball game. Here's Celeste Beck with it now, the deep wing right side. Here's a pass deflected, and Alicia Stadler grabs the ball for Hastings. A turnover there. On Dakota Wesleyan, their ninth of the ball game. Hastings back with the ball. Brittany Wong comes over here to Taz Yorick. Dribbles in the free throw line. Bounce pass down low. The Stadler shot. No good. She's fouling the play. Brittany Hills with a foul from behind. That's going to be her second. Stadler goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Alicia with 7 points in the ball game. She's had a tough day from the stripe, though. Just 1 out of 4 from the free throw line this afternoon. 10:22 to play in the ball game. It's 51-46. Hastings down by 5 as Stadler hits the free throw. She'll get one more. End of the ball game, Courtney Spahn for Hastings. Kim Johnson returns now for Dakota Wesleyan. Taylor Piper comes back in there as well. 51-47. Hastings in a dogfight this afternoon, trailing by 4 points here. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. 51-48. Broncos trailing by 3. With the basketball is Brittany Hills. Now for Dakota Wesleyan is to run the offense. Here's a Taylor Piper with the ball sent to the right sideline to Amanda Hart. A pass out top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Taz Yorick. She dribbles down the floor. Shot is up there. Misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Taylor Piper. That's the 10th turnover on Dakota Wesleyan, but Hastings could not finish on the offensive end. 51-48. Broncos trailing by 3 points with 9:57 to play. Entry pass. They get it to Kim Johnson. Johnson dribbles once. Here's another pass intercepted. Intercepted by Frankie Peterson. Hastings with the basketball, trailing by 3 points. Peterson into the forecourt. Stops out here in three-point territory. Goes to a Brittany Wong. Wong puts it on the floor. Comes to Peterson. Frankie Peterson holding the ball. Two-handed pass goes back over to the left side. Brittany Wong has got it down in the baseline spot. Short jumper way off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Piper for Dakota Wesleyan. Piper gets it away. Down to Brittany Holes. Here come the Tigers with the ball. They're leading by 3 points here, 51-48, 9:20 remaining. Here's a pass to a Taylor Piper back outside. Hart for three. Shot up there. Shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Taz Yorick. Brings it back 2-on-1. All the way to the basket. A shot blocked down by a man Hart. Ball is loose in the lane. A jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. So a great defensive play there by Amanda Hart. As Hastings was bringing the ball back 2-on-1 against Hart, she got the block. Then got the jump ball in the lane, and Dakota Wesleyan will come back the other way with a 3-point lead, 51-48. 9 minutes and 7 seconds to play. Here comes Bruckman back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Taz Yorick. Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Whitney Clayton will get things in to Celeste Beck, and here come the Tigers now with the ball. Celeste Beck across the midcourt stripe. She stops, gives the ball away to Taylor Piper. Piper now to Elizabeth Lamb behind the screen. Moves it to the elbow. Bounce pass into the lane. It's taken away from Clayton. It's loose and it's picked up by Alicia Stadler. Turnover number 12 now on Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings back with the ball. Down the left sideline, it's going to be Peterson down on the baseline. Jumper up there by Courtney Spahn. That one won't go. Rebound loose again. They fight for it on the ground, and now we got a jump ball called. Arrow pointing in favor of Dakota Wesleyan, so the Tigers will play things in. It's going to be Hastings ball. Hastings will play things in. Kaylee Ragoth comes into the ball game now for the Broncos. Ragoth comes in. It looks like Courtney Spahn is going to come out. Hastings will play things in. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball for Hastings. Wong finally, at the count of four, gets it into Kaylee Ragoth. Ragoth now to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman comes across the top. That's going to be Frankie Peterson. Now to Brittany Wong. Free throw line extended left side. Wong looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes out to Bruckman. Down the wing. On the right side, that's Frankie Peterson with the ball. A little ball fake there. Dribbles to the free throw line. Back out to Wong for three. Shot good. Brittany Wong hits the three-pointer. The Broncos have tied the score. We are tied up at 51 after Dakota Wesleyan got out to that five-point lead at 51-46. Hastings has scored the last 5 points in the ballgame. Broncos now playing a man-to-man defense. Lob pass, high post. Brittany Pritchard has got the ball to Celeste Beck. Bounce pass back inside to Pritchard. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Ragoth, and the foul is going to be called on Dakota Wesleyan. A foul will go on Taylor Piper. That's going to be your second. That's team foul number six on the Tigers here in the second half of play. And now the hit man for Dakota Wesleyan is up in front of the Tiger bench. Does he want a timeout? Yeah, Jason Christensen calls a timeout. So the Tigers want to talk things over. We're down to 7 minutes and 56 seconds to play. In the ball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 51, Dakota Wesleyan 51.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, Bronco basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. We had the men's game coming up next at 4 o'clock. And again, several high school games have been called off tonight. Adams Central at Aurora. St. Cecilia playing at Bishop Newman. Also, Sandy Creek at Spalding tonight. Games called off because of the snowy weather conditions. Dakota Wesleyan making the trip down from Mitchell, South Dakota last night. Spent the night here in Hastings, and all indications they're going to spend Saturday night in Hastings too. Not going to leave here until sometime tomorrow is the word we got from the officials earlier. We are tied up at 51 points apiece here in the second half. Hastings led at halftime by six, 34-28. Broncos unable to put the Tigers down here. As Dakota Wesleyan staying close to the fifth-ranked team in the nation this afternoon in Hastings College. Broncos now in a tie ball game at 51 points apiece. They bring the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. Cammie Bruckman has got it now. The Kaylee Ragoth right there at the free throw line. Gets it out into three-point territory to Brittany Wong. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Can't penetrate any further toward the goal. There's Alicia Stadler right in front of the basket. Her shot is up to that one. Rims off no good, and she's fouling the play. Around the rim twice, and that baby spins out of there. But Stadler goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. Taylor Piper goes to the free throw line for, rather, Taylor Piper picks up the foul for Dakota Wesleyan. Alicia Stadler goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Stadler, 3 out of 6 from the stripe this afternoon. She got 9 points in the ball game. Shot is up there. Shot is good. She'll get one more. Stadler again, the leading scorer on the team today. Now with 10 points, Brittany Wong has got 9. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Alicia Stadler hits a pair of free throws, and the Broncos have a two-point lead, 53-51. We're down to 7.5 minutes to play here in this one from the Osborne Sports Complex. High post, Kim Johnson has got it at the free throw line. Now dribbles down the lane. Her shot over Stadler is going to be blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. Nope, it goes out of bounds. No foul. Alicia Stadler got in there, got a partial block in the ball. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in down here in their defensive zone. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Brittany Pritchard. For Dakota Wesleyan, going out will be Whitney Clayton. So, again, the Tigers will attack with four defenders here in the backcourt. Hastings will bring the ball up. That's a Courtney Spahn, the dribble down for Hastings. Courtney, right-handed dribble, brings it into the offensive zone. Comes over here on the wing on the right side. Courtney Spahn hammers it inside to Stadler. Stadler goes back down to Spahn in the corner, and it goes through her fingertips, and it's tipped out of her bounds. Stadler spun toward the baseline there and knocked over Brittany Pritchard, but no foul was called there. Trying to go down in the corner to Courtney Spahn, and it was tipped out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Cammie Bruckman has got the ball. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Spahn goes to Stadler, spins, puts up a shot. It's up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Pritchard. Brittany Pritchard with the ball here for Dakota Wesley, and down the near sideline to Piper. Dribbles across the lane, back out to Hart for three. Shot good. Amanda Hart is tearing him up from three-point territory. She's hit 5 three-pointers, 15 points in the ball game for Amanda Hart. 54-53. Dakota Wesley now with a one-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Brittany Wong. Comes over here to Courtney Spahn. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Graggett down low. Stadler grabs it. Her shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down and a foul called. Boy, Alicia got deep in the lane there, and a personal foul is called here on Brittany Pritchard of Dakota Wesley. That's going to be her fourth. And again, Alicia Stadler will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Stadler is 5 out of 8 from the stripe so far this afternoon. She'll have 2 shots here as she was mauled in the active shooting. Shot is up there. It's good. Alicia Stadler now with 12 points in the ball game. Here comes Whitney Clayton back into the ball game. Pritchard will come out. 6 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 54, Dakota Wesleyan 54. Next shot is up there. It's good. Hastings back out on top, 55-54. Dakota Wesleyan bringing the ball about on the dribble. That's a Celeste Beck with it now. Beck comes over here to a Taylor Piper. Long-range jumper. Hart's three-pointer. That was off of the mark. No good. That was several feet behind the three-point line. The ball is tipped out of bounds here. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Amanda Hart not shy for jacking up threes. That one was way beyond the three-point circle. That was too strong. So Hastings will come back. They've got a one-point lead, 55-54. Here's Courtney Spahn with the ball for Hastings. Courtney dribbles it. Now cuts toward the hole. Stops at the free throw line. Gives it away now to a Brittany Wong. Back out to Courtney Spahn at the top of the circle. Entry pass is deflected away from Raggett. The ball is loose. The scramble is on. Raggett grabs the ball for Hastings. Comes out to Brittany Wong again. Brittany Wong has got it here on the right sideline out of the free throw line. We've got a timeout here. We got an official's timeout. The shot clock reset there. And I don't think it should have reset. So the official is going to now discuss how much time they'll put back on the shot clock. 5 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings is out on top of Dakota Wesley and by a score of 55-54. As the officials have a meeting of the minds here, the shot clock reset there when that ball was loose down there on the floor. So they will reset the shot clock and they'll get things situated here. 5 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings leading by the score of 55-54. They're going to put 14 seconds on the shot clock. So Hastings will play things in right in front of the Bronco bench. 14 seconds left in the shot clock. 5:44 to play in the ball game. Hastings 55. Dakota Wesleyan 54. Courtney Spahn will inbound the ball here for Hastings. Comes out to Brittany Wong. Behind the screen from Kaylee Rangith. Now to Courtney Spahn. Entry pass. They get the ball to Alicia Stadler. Back outside. Cammie Bruckman's three-pointer is put up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Kim Thompson. Long pass ahead to a Taylor Piper. Takes it down on the baseline. The ball is kicked out of bounds by Rangith. So Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. 5 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, or at least in regulation, 55-54 is the score. Hastings out on top by one. Out of the scores table, checking in for Dakota Wesleyan will be Elizabeth Lamb. Lamb checks in now for the Tigers. Coming to the bench will be Taylor Piper. And Lamb will trigger things in for Dakota Wesleyan. Holding the ball here, right side of the hole on the baseline. They lob it into the lane. That's Clayton. She wheels. Can't go up to the shot. Throws it out here in the three-point territory. Nearly intercepted. The ball knocked around. It's picked up by DWU. Here's a long-range jumper here by Lamb from three. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn. She runs her back the other way for Hastings. Courtney Spahn on the dribble. Out of Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman stops. Goes back down to Spahn in the corner. Three-pointer. That one is going to be off of the mark. No good. And the ball goes up over the glass out of play. Dakota Wesley will come back the other direction. 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings 55, Dakota Wesley in 54. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Celeste Beck with the ball now for Dakota Wesley. Bounce pass goes to Clayton. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Here's Celeste Beck with the ball. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Can't put up a shot to Amanda Hart. Hart now to Elizabeth Lamb. stops, looks, pops it down the lane to Kim Johnson, mishandles the ball. She saves it right in the hands here of Cammie Breckman. Back at the other end, Brittany Wong drives and she's fouling the play. The Broncos save the ball there, and Cammie Breckman will with a nice pass down to Brittany Wong, and Wong is fouling the play. Celeste Beck picks up the personal foul. She hammers Brittany Wong down here going for the basket. Brittany gets back up. And she'll go to the free throw line down for Hastings. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Free throw is up there. It's no good. She'll get one more. Taz Yori coming to the ball game now for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener also checking in. Alicia Stadler coming to the bench. And also Courtney Spahn coming to the bench for a quick breather here. 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 55, Dakota Wesleyan 54. Next shot is up there. It's good by Brittany Wong. 56-54. Hastings with a two-point lead. It's been a tight ball game here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan is led by as many as 5 points. Hastings has had a six-point lead. We basically have played between those 2 points. There's a shot from the baseline. It's up there by Hills around the rim twice and falls off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's a Cammie Breckman with the ball for the Broncos. 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play here. Hastings with a two-point advantage, 56-54. Taz York with the ball out here in 3 points there. It's way to Cammie Breckman back in the center of the floor, top of the key. They move it over there on the left side to a Brittany Wong. Puts it on the floor, looking inside. Zwiener grabs it at the free throw line. Her short jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Clayton. Clayton has got the ball for Dakota Wesley and gets the ball ahead now to Brittany Hills. Here comes the Tigers with a basketball trailing by 2 points. We're down to 3:45 to play in regulation. Dakota Wesleyan within 2 points of the fifth-ranked Broncos here this afternoon. Brittany Hills with a ball on the right sideline for Pritchard. A pass deflected is picked up here by Elizabeth Lamb. Dribble penetration sends it out the far side. Amanda Hart down to the baseline. That's Brittany Hills. Her shot is up there and in. Brittany Hills scores off of the baseline. She's got 9 points in the contest. And we are tied at 56 points apiece. Dakota Wesleyan is tied to score back up. Hastings with the ball. Taz Yorig has got it. Taz comes out between the circles. That's going to be Cammie Breckman. Looks left. Comes back right. Taz Yorig dribbles to the free throw line. Now to Breckman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Raggett. Her pass back out of her in the wing is chased down as Yorig grabs it near the 10-second line. Taz comes to Brittany Wong. Hastings with a fresh shot clock. Cammie Breckman dribbles it to the free throw line. Jump pass to the wing. Left side, Brittany Wong takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound, Breckman. Breckman is surrounded. Gets it back out to Taz. Swings it right side now to Brittany Wong for three. Shot good. Wong with 13 points in the ball game. There's a play at the other end. Clayton puts up a shot. That's going to be no good. Rebound loose in the lane. The scramble is on. Pritchard had it, lost it, and now we got a foul called. We got a foul called down there. It's going to go on Hastings. Brittany Wong picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. Here comes Statler back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Laurel Zwiener. Kim Johnson comes back into the ball game for Dakota Wesleyan, replacing Clayton. Pritchard to the free throw line now for Dakota Wesleyan. She's got 3 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the stripe. 59-56. Hastings, on the strength of that three-pointer by Brittany Wong, has got a three-point lead. And now Brittany Pritchard will go to the free throw line here for the Tigers of DWU. Here comes the free throw. It's up there, and that one is off of the back iron. No good. And a rebound here for Hastings. Haley Raggett gets the board, and now Hastings with a three-point lead and the basketball with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the ball game. Brittany Wong comes over here to a Taz Yorig. Bounce pass to Cammie Breckman. To Kaylee Raggett at the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Stadler. Shot is up there. It's good. Alicia Stadler scores for Hastings. She has got 15 in the ball game. Hastings now leading by a score of 61-56. The Broncos have scored the last 5 points in the ball game. 2 minutes to play. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball out here in 3-point territory. That's a Brittany Hills, now to Hart for three. Shot good. Wow. That one's from a different area code. There is Amanda Hart. Knocks down her 6th three-pointer of the ball game. And Dakota Wesleyan calls a timeout. We've got a timeout with a minute and 53 seconds to play in regulation. The score, Hastings 61, Dakota Wesleyan 59.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles.
Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. 1:53 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 61-59. Hastings led at halftime by a score of 34-28. Northwestern is leading Nebraska Wesleyan now 63-34. They're midway through the second half in Orange City this afternoon. Northwestern 63, Nebraska Wesleyan 34 in women's college basketball. One game was postponed because of snow today. Midland playing in Sioux Center, Iowa against the Dort Defenders. Hastings has opened up a two-point lead, 61-59. Amanda Hart, 6 three-pointers for Dakota Wesleyan. They keep the Tigers in the ball game here this afternoon. Hastings down with the ball, back in their offensive end. There's Brittany Wong on the dribble. Comes here to Cammie Bruckman. Stops at the free throw line. Now to Brittany Wong on the wing. Cammie Bruckman to the free throw line. Statler gets it out to Taz Yorg. And we got a whistle. We got to have a timeout called here. We got a timeout called here by Jeff Dippman. Looks like Brittany Wong has come up with an injury here. She may have twisted an ankle out there, and she's going to have to come to the bench for Hastings College. No timeout called. Brittany Wong just checks out, and they're going to put Sophia McDermott back into the ballgame. So Trainer Mel will take a look at Brittany Wong. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Taz Yorg. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose on the far sideline. It's going to be saved here by Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers have the ball back the other way with a chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Lamb comes over here to Brittany Hills. There's a jump pass to the right sideline to Lamb. Lamb, entry pass. They get it inside to Kim Johnson. There's a long pass down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Statler. 13 turnovers on Dakota Wesleyan. A minute to play in the ball game. Hastings is leading by 2 points. 61-59. Taz Yorg gets the ball to Raggett. Back out to Taz in 3-point territory. Yorg holds on to it. Taz drumming on the ball now. Bounce pass out on top. That's a Sophia McDermott. To a Taz Yorg, inside to Alicia Statler, down to Bruckman on the baseline. Her shot's going to be up there. It's no good. Battered around, and it's recovered here by Brittany Pritchard. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball now with 37 seconds to play. Dakota Wesleyan comes to the near sideline. Brittany Hills has got it. Now we got a timeout called by the Tigers. 33.9 seconds to play in the basketball game. We've got a timeout with a score. Hastings 61, Dakota Wesleyan 59.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 33 seconds to play in regulation. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan going at it here in women's college basketball. 61-59, Dakota Wesleyan is trailing by just 2 points. Brittany Wong is going to be reinserted into the ball game now. They twisted her ankle there in that possession a few minutes ago. Trainer Mel waves the magic wand, and Brittany Wong comes right back into the ballgame here for Hastings. 33.9 seconds to play in the ballgame, 61-59. Broncos had a 34-28 halftime advantage here this afternoon. And now Dakota Wesleyan's head coach Jason Christensen calls the timeout. We're going to have 23 seconds on the shot clock. We're going to have 33 seconds on the game clock. So Dakota Wesleyan will have to fire one up before the game clock expires. Brittany Hills has got the ball. Brittany Hills goes to the right sideline to Hart. She tried to dump it off in the wind. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Kim Johnson, out of bounds. Dakota Wesleyan thought it was tipped out of Johnson's hands. It was not. The officials give it to Hastings. And now down to the scorers table, checking in, it's going to be Sophia McDermott. So 27.2 seconds to play in the ball game. Now the shot clock is off. Hastings will have the ball. They've got a two-point lead. Cammie Bruckman comes out of the ball game. Here comes Courtney Spahn in. And now for Dakota Wesson will be Piper. Also coming in will be Johnson as the officials making the changes here. Also checking in is going to be Whitney Clayton now for DWU. So 61-59. In fact, all 10 players are going to be back here in the backcourt as Hastings will attempt to play the ball in. Courtney Spahn has got it, gets it into Alicia Stadler, and she'll be fouling the play. Fouling the play by Whitney Clayton. So they're going to send Stadler to the free throw line. For Hastings, Stadler is 7 out of 10 from the stripe in this ball game. She's got 15 points. Broncos are leading by 2 at 61-59 with 26 seconds to play. Alicia Stadler to the free throw line. Boy, when you got Amanda Harden on the other side, you want to have at least a 4-point lead. Harden's been throwing them in from all over the place here this afternoon. She got 6 three-pointers and 18 points for Dakota Wesleyan. Shot from the free throw line by Stadler is good. Stadler now with 16 points in the basketball game for Hastings. That gives the Broncos a 3-point lead, 62-59. We're down to 26 seconds to play, and now Jeff wants to call a timeout. Hastings College calls a timeout here, 26 seconds to play. In regulation, we'll take a break with the score. Hastings 62, Dakota Wesleyan 59.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here on this snowy Saturday afternoon. 62-59 is the score. Hastings with a 3-point lead. 26 seconds to play in the ball game as Alicia Stadler's at the free throw line. Nobody for the Broncos around the lane right now. Stadler's free throw is up there and in. That gives Hastings a 4-point advantage, 63-59. As the Tigers come back quickly with the ball, here's Amanda Hart from 3 points there. Troy, that one's going to be blocked down. It's recovered by Hastings. Raggett grabs the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Amanda Hart was going to throw that baby up from well beyond the three-point line, but Hastings got their hands on it there and partially deflected it down. It's recovered in the lane by the Broncos, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Dakota Wesleyan. Going to the free-throw line is going to be Kaylee Raggett. She'll have 2 shots here. Raggett has not scored in the ball game today. 50% foul shooter in the season. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Free throw is up there. That one is around the rim and falls off. No good. She'll get one more. 63-59 is the score. 16.7 seconds to play in regulation as Kaylee Raggett will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is good. That gives Hastings a 5-point advantage. Now it's 64-59. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back quickly with the ball. Pritchard has got it. She drives it. Stops. Goes here to Kim Johnson. Johnson now to Elizabeth Lamb. She forces up a shot. It's going to be up there. No good, but she's called for the traveling violation. Cammie Bruckman got her hands in there for Hastings. A traveling violation is called on Elizabeth Lamb. That's a turnover on the Tigers. That's number 14 on them. Now Hastings with 5.6 seconds to play. We'll play things in here in backcourt with a 5-point lead. 64-59. Tigers will be going after the ball right here. They play it into the ball, tipped right back out of bounds. That's Brittany Pritchard tips the ball out of bounds there for Dakota Wesleyan. And again, Cammie Breckman will play things in for the Broncos. Cammie here on the near side gets it in. Now it's tipped back out of bounds, trying to get it into Brittany Wong. That time it was deflected out of bounds by Elizabeth Lamb. 3.7 seconds to play. Now Jeff wants to call a timeout. He's got to get the ball inbounded down there. He calls a timeout. 3.7 seconds to play. Here in the second half, we'll take a break here at the Osborne Sports Complex with a score. Hastings 64, Dakota Wesleyan 59.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Our fifth-ranked Hastings College holding on here this afternoon. 3.7 seconds to play, 64-59. Broncos have the lead. All Hastings really has to do is get this ball inbounded down here and get the ball into their offensive scoring zone, and the ball game should be over. It's a five-point lead as Hastings, for about the fourth time, will try to inbound here on the near side. Cammy Brockman. We'll get it into Alicia Stadler. She just stands. They're not going to foul her. The game is going to end right there. So Dakota Wesleyan does not even foul Alicia Stadler back here in backcourt. They play it in, and that's the ball game. They just stand there and let the last couple of seconds wind down, and Hastings is going to pick up the win here this afternoon over Dakota Wesleyan, winning by the score of 64-59. So Hastings stretch to the bitter end here this afternoon with the Broncos come back from their loss the other night to Doan. And Hastings is now 8-1 on the season. They'll go to 3-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan will drop to 5-3 after this one. They're now 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, the final score, Hastings knocks off Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 64-59. Back with a recap after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization. Like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.